Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, beautiful mamas. This is my first podcast for 2019. I had every intention to start the podcast a month ago in about mid-January and had a list of beautiful topics I wanted to speak to you about. But then I arrived in January and managing three children at home during the Australian summer school holidays was so much more consuming than I had anticipated. You'd think after 11 years of motherhood, I'd know this by now, but adding in that third child and it being a boy and just really wanting to honor that time in their lives and in my life, the podcast did not happen. And so my youngest little one started school last week. And finally, I am getting some space to start doing things like podcasts and having lunch on my own and catching my breath, which is what I really wanted to start this year talking to you all about. The changing seasons of motherhood. The transitions that we go through as a woman, as our children continue to go through their own changes of seasons, and how we can honor and move through this with grace and ease. Because as I put my youngest little boy into school last week, I had this overwhelming contrast of feelings. One was, oh, yay, after 11 years of having a baby at home, I finally get some space to focus on me again. This is going to be my year that I follow through with all of those plans I've had. This is the year that I get 5 days a week, only 9 till 3 each day, but 5 days a week to do the things I have been thinking about and dreaming about. And yet at the same time knowing that actually very little is changing. In fact, right now, he needs me more than ever. Right now, he needs me more than ever. The reality of school is kicking in and his little emotions are heightened. He is exhausted and I have to, again, hold the space for the transitions around me. The hours are still going to be long and intense, and I'm still going to have to completely look after myself to be able to do what I need to do for these three children. And that's the contrast and the constant juggle, isn't it? That every time we think, oh, we've made it to this point, oh, things are about to change, oh, maybe it's time for me or my relationship or my health again, something comes up. And our greatest challenge here, beautiful mamas, is to try and not slip into that martyr or resentment. How to truly continue to be the space holder that we want to be, to hold the space for these beautiful little souls that are growing and learning and need us. We want to be there for them. But there's also that little voice that says, what about me? That's the hard part. And so when I talk about matrescence, and I've been talking to mamas for more than 5 years now about these transitions we continue to go through, I think this is the one that most struggle with. Because we know in the early days we have to put ourselves on hold. We know that our world will be consumed with these babies in those first few months. And then we get to something like the first birthday and we think, okay, maybe now things will start going back to normal, and they don't. And so we put our next hope on something like school starting or returning to work or family daycare starting or whatever it is. And we keep putting ourselves on hold in the hope of something in the future changing. This is what we can't do anymore, because even though I know that I am entering in a new season of motherhood as my youngest finally starts school, I also know that I am still the mother, that this will still consume me on so many days and nights, that I will still be having to shift and change my plans around what they need. Am I okay with this? Some days yes, some days no. But I have to be okay with me. That's the thing. So in every season of change, we really need to sit down and ask ourselves what we most need. How do we need to honor ourselves? What boundaries do we need to put up around us and within our lives without guilt, to ensure that we don't continue to just put ourselves on hold? How do we make space for ourselves in this life? How do we not just lose ourselves in our work and our children and the home and all of these things, continuously waiting for that moment in the future where we finally get to catch our breath and do something for ourselves? This is so much more than self-care. This is self-preservation. It's self-awareness, it's self-development in the truest sense of who are you developing into as a woman? How are you honoring that change in you? So many of us are having these transitions and these seasons of change without any acknowledgement of what it might mean. And when we realize that it doesn't mean what we thought it would mean, we just push ourselves back down the bottom of the list again. Do you know how many women I speak to with older children in their 20s? And when I tell them about matrescence, they smile and say, I'm still in it. Just last night, I was at the book launch of an amazing woman and author and mama. I'll get her on the podcast soon. And I was talking to a woman who had two children, 26 and 28, I think. And she said, just last night, she was feeling completely consumed with the worry of being the mother and wondering how she's going to be able to support one of her children as well as run her own business and be the woman she wants to be. If we're going to continually think we need to just hang on for a little bit longer and then we'll get ourselves back, we'll lose ourselves completely. And so whatever stage of transition or change you're in, just own it now. Find a way to acknowledge yourself now. See that this season might give you some new opportunities to make some changes, but it might not give you everything you need, but you've got to find something. And so for me, I very quickly wanted to fill my whole week with all of the big dreams I'd had. But because I have been here so many times and I recognize in myself now when Superwoman kicks back in again and she's ready to step in and fill every waking moment with productivity, I am now giving myself every 2 weeks a day off. Once a fortnight, I'm going to block out my calendar from 9 till 3, and I am going to have that space for me. Even saying that out loud feels indulgent and makes my heart beat a little bit faster. But if I don't do that, I'm going to slip back into resentment again. Before I know it, I'm going to feel like my life is consumed with work and family and home and marriage again. I'm going to be waking in the morning, already running that to-do list through my mind. And so strong boundaries are needed here, mamas. I'm going to block out that day every fortnight, and I'm going to go to the beach or read a book or get back into bed. And it's going to be hard, and I know that some of those fortnightly days, I'm not going to do it. Or I'll do an hour of it because I'll justify that I'm in the middle of a launch or I have a deadline and I'm going to ignore my promise. And I'm okay with that because at least it's there. At least it's in the diary. At least I'm going to try my best to make sure I don't lose myself again in this next season. Waiting for times to fit yourself in doesn't work. We have to prioritize it. And we have to overcome the self-doubt and the noise that comes up in our minds that tells us this is not okay. And so maybe where you are at the moment, you can't block a day out every fortnight. Maybe you've heard me say that and think, oh, that'd be nice. Maybe for you, this is one night a fortnight that you say to your partner and your children, or if you're on your own, you put the children to bed and you block it out in your calendar and you run a bath. Or you indulge in your favorite TV show with a glass of wine, guilt-free. Or you book the neighbor in to come over and sit on the couch for you once a fortnight so you can go to the movies with a girlfriend. It doesn't actually matter what it is, as long as it feels like it's acknowledging the part of you that you've been putting on hold. It usually has something to do with just being. And it's often something to do with creativity or pleasure. That's the key. Creativity or pleasure. In my programs, this is what I talk about so much, that the part of us that we drop in motherhood and life is often that part that we think is frivolous now, has no outcome or purpose. It's just to feel good. That's the part that we drop. I call it the Aphrodite part of you, the part of you that is that creative, free-spirited, fun, passionate, sensual woman. They're the parts that we just push to the side because we don't have time for anymore. So in each season, no matter which one you're in right now, there has to be an acknowledgement of you and a boundary around what you need. Because we will fill that space again. Our children will need us again. Life will get busy. Suffering will come up in our life. Challenges will be thrown at us. We have to have strong boundaries around honoring ourselves as women, this creative, free part of ourselves. If we are to continue to be the women that we want to be, the mother we want to be. So that is my hope for us all this year, is that we stick with our boundaries. We stop waiting for the next season and the next one and the next one to prioritize this. And we find the smallest ways, or big ways, but smallest ways to begin to acknowledge the whole of you. Sat Nam, beautiful mamas. It's so good to be back with you all. I'm so looking forward to what this year has in store for all of us. Sat Nam.